Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Today we do the last hadith under the chapter of the permissibility of drinking from all utensils that are pure. Why pure? Because obviously if it's made from some material that is impure, for example, pig skin that's impure, or is made from some other item that is impure, that has impure items in it, najis items in it, then that utensil won't be permissible to drink from. So therefore, from all pure utensils, except those, so all utensils that are pure, except gold and silver. Gold and silver is also pure. But Allah Ta'ala has made it such, through His wisdom and His understanding, the real in-depth wisdom, the understanding, is in the knowledge of Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala. We are just told that this is something that is pure, but you can't use it here. It's not for you to use. Yes, there are certain wisdoms that we are taught, that when a person uses these sort of things, gold and silver, then there's a great chance that pride can come in his heart. That look at the vessel, the utensil that I'm using. The average person can't afford it. One glass I'm using, pure gold. This is what it's worth. To save a person from that pride and the takabur, etc. From amongst the wisdoms, these are mentioned. But the ultimate understanding is in the knowledge of Allah Ta'ala. All we know, Allah Ta'ala has forbade us from using gold and silver. For what? For drinking and for using as taharat and for eating it as a plate, etc. We are not allowed to use it. And then the next thing is the permissibility of drinking from a river with the mouth or using a utensil or the hand. We explain this, that all three are shown to us from the hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Unnecessarily a person doesn't drink directly from the mouth, but in certain situations, for example, he doesn't have a glass, he can't use his hand, the only way he can get down is by putting his mouth. In a situation like this, there's no problem where a person drinks. There are other example, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam drank directly from the vessel with his mouth. So here he's talking about drinking from a river, etc., using the mouth. Anyway, moving on with the chapter, the next part of it is that it is permissible to use everything else besides gold and silver, as we explained. So today's hadith, an Ummi Salama radiallahu ta'ala anha, anna Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam qal, alladhi yashrabu fi aniyati al-fiddati, إنما يجرجر في بطنه نار جهنم متفق عليه وفي رواية لمسلم إن الذي يأكل أو يشرب في آنية الفضة والذهب وفي رواية له من شرب في إناء من ذهب أو فضة فإنما يجرجر في بطنه نار من جهنم. حضرت أم سلمة رضي الله تعالى عنها narrated that رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم said, one who drinks from a silver utensil is filling his stomach with the fire of Jahannam. The person still goes, and now he says that I'm ignoring this hadith and warning of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Then he should understand that although he's putting water, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam is saying you're filling your stomach up with the fire of Jahannam. It's not a small thing, it's a serious thing. In other words, the person is preparing himself for Jahannam already by using these utensils that are forbidden. In another narration of Muslim, it has, one who eats or drinks from a silver or gold utensil, either silver or gold. Another narration of Muslim has it, that the one who drinks from a gold or silver utensil is filling his stomach with the fire of Jahannam. So the first narration had, that the person who drinks from a silver utensil, the narration has it, the person who drinks from a gold or silver utensil is filling his stomach with the fire of Jahannam. When it comes to these type of ahadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, yesterday we did silk also. The best thing for us and the intelligent thing for us to listen to the ahadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam is not try now to try and see, extract the wisdom behind it, and because we understand the wisdom, it makes sense, then we do it. What we're supposed to do is, these are the words of our beloved Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Whether they make sense or they don't make sense, we are told not to do it, that is enough for us. Hazrat Maulana Tanvi rahmatullah Ali, he gives one example. So he says that there was a villager from another country. So he came to India, and when he came to India, he was about to board the train. And he was carrying a big bale of 36 kilos of sugar cane with him. So he was about to board the train, he had this big bale of sugar cane, strong person, he was carrying it and coming. He was from another country. So the captain of the train asked him for his ticket. So he took out the ticket, and he had one ticket. Now the ticket there would allow a passenger plus 15 kilos of luggage. Like how when we buy a ticket here, domestic flight, they allow you hand luggage. So that's how the ticket was. It allowed passenger plus 15 kilos of luggage. So that station captain told him that you need to buy another ticket for your excess weight. You got 36 kilos. You need another ticket for the luggage that you are carrying. So one is for you as a passenger and one is for the weight. So now this person started explaining to the captain. He said, you see, you got to understand why this law was put in place. You got to understand the logic of the law. The logic is saying 15 kilos of weight because Indians only can carry 15 kilos. Me, I'm a strong person. I can carry more than 15 kilos. So for me, the law changes. Here it is for the Indian people because they can only carry 15. They are small in bulk. So now he starts explaining to the station captain. So now the station captain is telling him, listen, yeah, I don't know why the law is put in place. And is it because Indian people can't carry? Okay, I'm just told that this is the rule and I have to apply the rule. And this is what you have to do. You have to follow the rules. Yeah, this is how it is. So now he starts explaining that, you know, you can't be so difficult and you can't be so hard. You've got to allow for these things. So then Mawlana Tamim Rahmatullah is giving an example. He says the third person is the onlooker. First time he's hearing such a logic being applied, that because he can't carry more than 15 kilos, so we should be allowed, we can carry more, because this is a different rule applicable to us. So in his mind, the third party that's looking, he's saying, hey, it's a very valid point this person is making. Very valid. It makes a lot of sense. And the station captain is actually being very difficult. He's being very, very extreme in his approach. He's being very hard in his approach. So Hazrat Mawlana Thanvi Rahmatullah explained, he said the reason why is because first time he's seeing a logic like this being applied. First time he's hearing someone arguing with the station captain. So he feels that this person is being hard. But what he doesn't realize is these sort of arguments continuously take place all the time. Person will go this story or that story or that story. Now for a person in charge, it becomes so difficult to listen to everyone's story. The easiest thing for him to do is say, this is the rule, follow the rule. So he says, because we haven't heard Quran, Hadith, we haven't gone into the details of ilm and the discussions of knowledge, sometimes we find the rules of Sharia difficult. And then somebody is arguing, let's allow this allowance, let's allow television, let's allow photography, let's allow intermingling. We can't be so hard. We start buying into that story. Hey, the story makes sense. We can't be so hard. Why? Because now, for the first time, we are hearing these discussions, these changes in the law that are now being discussed, so we feel they make sense. So he says the right intelligent thing to do is, this is the rule of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Don't start arguing, don't start looking for the logic. Just accept the rule. There'll be so much of peace, there'll be so much of harmony. And the best thing is, we are following the beautiful words of Allah ta'ala and following the Mubarak Sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So the same logic is applied when it comes to why silk is not allowed for men, why we're not allowed to wear silver, why we're not allowed to wear gold, why we're not allowed to use. This is the law of Allah Ta'ala. There's no need for us to start applying all the logic. Yes, ulama has given certain reasons, we explained, and some of the reasons are that these are the traits of the people that are arrogant, people that are proud. It constitutes wastage, it constitutes extravagance, it creates pride in a person. These are all wisdoms. But the end result, the true understanding of why it's in the knowledge of Allah Ta'ala, we just accept it, we follow the rules, and inshallah by following the rules, we'll get to our destination. May Allah Ta'ala give us all the tawfiq for making amal. Subhanallah, bihamdi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdika, nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk. Subhana rabbika rabbil izzati amma yasifun, wassalamun ala al-mursaleen, walhamdulillahi rabbil alamin.